is letter number 1850 in volume 6 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And this is dated Yutes Elul, the 19th day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And this is the Rebbe is addressing to the leadership of Agudas Chabad, United Chabad organization, as well as Anholos Tzidei Agudas Chabad, the leadership of the young group of Chabad. So they had a special youth, so Lubavitch youth organization, and then there was Lubavitch organization. There was two. Hashem lo yichyu. Shalom uvracha. The Rebbe says, "I'm confirming, receiving. I received the full report from the 6th, the 19th, and the 26th of Menachem Av, and also your letters of the 22nd, 29th of Menachem Av, and the attachments to it. And now I also received a letter from the administration, the leadership of Tevchet Mim in Tel Aviv." And the Rebbe says, "I'm very surprised. I get no, there's no, nothing, no report about the results when you received the items that were sent from here." And, you know, in other words, I guess the Rebbe facilitated to get them stuff over there to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe said, "I didn't get any, know what you did, the results of it." So I says, the Rebbe says, "I don't know what to respond to the people here. They're asking me what happened." And so in the future, the Rebbe basically says, when you get a shipment of stuff, go ahead and let me know what's going on with the shipment, what they got, and for now and also for the future. The point number two, there is no point number one over here, but the point number two, so the Rebbe says, "I'm going to start with what's most important now." And now we already are entered into the month of Elul, and for sure, it's already time to make the proper, necessary preparation for the month of Tishrei. So the Rebbe said, for sure, you will work out a specific plan how to do the work and how to distribute these different matters and to organize the work that needs to be done amongst everybody. So it'll be in a way that there will be a support and wholesomeness from one to the other. In other words, what you do, what this one does, the various different tasks. And generally, the Rebbe says that as it is the custom in various places, and this lately, there is two things to organize. One thing you do in a lot of places, and also the other thing you do in one place, and you do it with a lot of people. So there's either in a lot of places smaller things, and also in the second thing to do it in one place, but do a lot of people. And for sure also with the participation of the representatives of the various different areas and the moisdas, and you'll organize it in a way that it's much that it's helpful. I guess there is one idea about the central, making a central gathering or a central fabrengen, whatever it is. And there's another thing is about spreading it out and giving a lot of little one in a lot of different places. Number three, the Rebbe says, Gimel. It's self-understood that this does not negate at all the work that is done in other places, besides with the exception of these places that there is a large amount of quantity-wise, may the increase. I guess what the Rebbe is saying is that in the in a place where there is a lot of people, maybe a lot of Hasidim, so over there they should centralize it, make it big. Thing. But in other places, they should keep on doing, don't take away from the other places. Keep on doing the other places in a smaller way, but keep on doing. Don't stop doing in the other places that need to be done, but only in this place do it in a big format. Number four, the Rebbe says, that I already, I think Rebbe says, I think that I already responded to somebody who asked, and that if there is a way to broadcast on the radio, so then it is proper. And the Rebbe says that it's obvious that to begin with, you need to test the language of the broadcast through a group of several people that are fitting for this. In other words, do it properly, that the broadcast that you're going to broadcast, I'm not sure whether it's a Fabrengen or it's a teaching, a class, but the Rebbe says make sure that it's the proper people look it over and set it up that it should be proper. Number five.
If he was alive, he'd be a whiz.
Five. As far as spreading out Hasidus, so the Rebbe says, in my view, this is not the task of Agudas Chabad and Tzidus Agudas Chabad to place in all places to settle in all places people that will be agents of the central place in order to, you know, a paid job. And to always be there to have the local people constantly being reminded. But the main thing is to put an effort to find in each place, either an individual or a group of people, that to accept upon themselves that they should lead the work that belongs to that place. In other words, don't send somebody from here to move there, but find people that are there already and get them to do the work and also to teach Hasidus publicly. Only in a place which is the exception of the rule, totally, you should hire people that they should travel from one place to the other place, there and back, and to impact over there in a way that it fits with the plan of Agudas Chabad. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, don't hire people to drive around or to go back and forth. Just get local people there to do the work that's necessary. The Rebbe says, besides the fact, if you get somebody going around, there's not going to be the Rebbe says that in this way, there's not going to be enough funding for the first one. They're going to send somebody to all the places. Not going to be enough funding to the first thing that he wants to organize in various different places. So, therefore, we need to do the second order to gather a lot of people in one place, but the benefit of the matter is that it's always beneficial that the one who is involved should be somebody who lives there. Somebody who lives in the place should be only occasionally, whether far away, sometimes should also come a guest or something, somebody from another place. Generally, the Rebbe says you should have the people from the place itself. Then they asked the Rebbe a question whether they should publish in the newspaper or a bulletin some write-ups and letters from the previous Rebbe that have not yet been published till now. So the Rebbe says that would bring in a confusion and also a lack of preciseness in the publication of the Maimorim and the Sichas of my father, the Rebbe. Therefore, based on his instruction, that's the previous Rebbe, this is going to be centralized over here, because over here we have the ability to inspect with more accuracy the various copies and to compare them to those that are found elsewhere. And therefore, you should only consider those that have already been published. And also about that, to first ask, because in some things that have already been published, there was sometimes a second A Mishnah Achrayin, it was the second path. I mean, there may have been a change, something. So the Rebbe says, before you publish, check. Then at number seven, they say, if the fixing of the mikveh in Haifa is around 100 to 200 liters, that's what I've written, that'll cost them, maybe it is, maybe it's okay to do that, maybe it's proper to participate. Although the Rebbe says, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, you need to look into this, because a city like Haifa would need the help of Chabad, you know, I mean, like of the Chabad. It's a little strange, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe is blessing them with a ksiv v'chsim
ha'toyva. He has a question.